is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets once again today?
Unfortunately, Leslie, another session of lower closes. For the third straight session, we started off with mixed trade in our cattle complex. Then it turned negative trading, and then it closed negative. And as I said, three straight sessions of that. Now, we've seen mostly 150 cash take place in our feed yards this week, but we're still a little bit on the light side of selling that many in the Southern Plains especially. Box beef at midday was down 69 cents, selects down 54, total movement of 120 loads, and we saw an estimated cattle kill of 108,000 head. On the close today, August live cattle were down $1, October down $1.37, August feeders closed down 50, October feeders down 55, and August lean hogs were 37 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, today the biggest thing was our 11 o'clock USDA monthly supply and demand report. Now, if you look at the results at the end of the day, wheat was down, corn and soybeans higher. You would think that we had a positive report for corn and soybeans, negative for wheat. When you get right down to it, it was not really positive for corn and soybeans. It was negative for wheat, and you could even say in some instances, look at some of the numbers, you could say it's negative for corn and soybeans. But the corn and soybeans managed to close higher as there continues to be fund buying out there in our marketplace, along with still weather concerns that's given support to those markets. On the close, September KC wheat and December KC wheat both closed 7 cents lower. September Chicago wheat was down 2 cents. September corn and December corn closed 6 cents higher. And August soybeans were 5 and 3 quarters higher, with November beans up 6 and a half and December cotton 33 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.